God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all of my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes or human beings who cannot save you. This time we'll have to go to God in prayer. And Tim Turner, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord, my soul. I want to preach a little while this morning on hallelujah, he is risen. Hallelujah, he is risen. Now, I know a lot of you have been up a long time this morning. We left Reese Hurt Road about 5:15 this morning. It was very, very dark. So I think that we need to have you to give some input in the sermon today. Amen? That's how I'm going to keep you awake. So sometimes when I raise my right hand, I want you to say, we're going to practice. You ready? When I raise my right hand, we're going to say hallelujah. All right? Y'all ready?
Hallelujah.
Let's do it one more time.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now remember that. Now there may be sometimes I just raise my hand. It's okay for you to say what? Hallelujah. Right? So we'll be right in this sermon this morning. Have you ever got news that changed your day completely? You ever got news that changed your day completely? Maybe it was a job. Remember that call you got? I remember when I first went working for the state, I had interviewed, I went through all the process and all the criminal background checks and everything else that they did. They interviewed me 3 times and there was all kinds of people interviewing, and I would go and I would check my messages. That was back in the day. You didn't have any way except checking your messages back at the house. And I'd go home and I'd check to see if anybody called, and they never called. And I got to the point that I'd almost given up. Any rest of you ever done that? They're not going to call me. They're not going to tell me anything. Then I got the call. Remember that day? That was great news. You ever got a day where you got a good doctor's report? That is real good news. Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah to that. Big news. When the doctor calls you and tells you everything is all right. Do you remember when you got approved one day for the first time you ever bought your new house? Y'all remember that? Getting that call on the phone. You didn't know you were signing up for 30 years of payments. All you knew was, is you was approved and now you were going to be able to buy that house. And probably on that day you said what? Hallelujah. When I buy my house is going to be a beautiful place for me to live in and get all of those things. Remember the first time you ever bought your own car, first car? Remember that? That was great, wasn't it? Get in that car, you drive it around, went there, didn't have a car payment, did you? Went there and you didn't have to have insurance, but you bought that car. And on that day, it changed your life to have your own car. That was a what? A hallelujah. A hallelujah to get those type of things. Those things sort of come into your life. You remember how you felt on those days when a hallelujah comes into your heart and to your life? You feel the presence of God, and you know that God is right there with you, and God has richly, richly blessed you. Now, there's some other things that not only changes one day, but some things can last a long time, doesn't it? I remember one day, towards the end of November, 1st of December, it's when they came into our room and they told me that I was going to have a heart transplant, and you all know all of that story. And I remember waiting and waiting and waiting and trying to get approved. And then one day they were having a meeting. You had to be approved. Can you believe that? They had to approve me to get a heart. And they came in that morning and said, Mr. Mills, you've been approved to get a heart. And I went, well, that's good. I think I'll take you up on that. Sure enough, I'll go ahead and take that. And they told me that I was number one on the list for everybody in the United States of America. And within 2 hours, I had a heart. That was a day that not only changed that day, but it's changed the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all remember the day? How much? 5 years ago now? That we decided to make a big change here at this church? when we decided to leave the United Methodist Church. And most folks said that we were crazy. Most folks said you're not going to make it. Most folks said that you're going to be broke. We were broke. But praise be to God, God had a plan. And because of that, future has changed, has it? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to that. Big things. And you can think about those big things that's happened in your life. But today, as we come here on Easter Sunday, the news that not only changed my life one day, but it also changed your life one day, something that changes your life every day that you live, something that not only affects your life now, but also affects your life for the remainder of this life, and also in those days when we leave this world and we go on to a place called heaven. Praise be to God, the big news today is we serve the risen Savior. Amen? We serve the risen Savior. And thank God for that. Can you imagine where your life would be if Jesus hadn't died upon the cross to change history, to change your life, my kids' life, my grandkids' life, my maybe great-great-grandkids someday, their lives being changed because of one thing that Jesus did by dying upon the cross. His power is so great. That's the true news of Easter, isn't it? Hallelujah. He is risen. That is the true story of what Easter is all about. I want us to look a little deeper today and see, because of that risen Savior, that big thing that changed your life on that day and your life every day, how that He continues every single day to be the Savior that gives us what we need. First of all, we serve a God that keeps His promises. The scripture I read to you this morning says, be careful who you put your trust in. Be careful who you look to for advice. It says for us not to look for human beings or others that can give us advice. We live in a world all the time talking about human solutions, trust this politicians, which praise be to God, we know that that can lead us down a wrong path too. Hallelujah, right? We live in a world that says trust this system, trust this person, trust this other person. Listen to me. I have the answers to everything. We have to be careful when we start following human beings, don't we? We have to be careful when we're listening to others giving us direction. We have to be careful to make sure that we don't allow them to lead us down a wrong path. Because I want to tell you today, human beings do not have the power to answer every question, do they? Human beings do not have the power to answer every question because we're human, and humans make what? We make mistakes. But we serve a Savior today. We serve a Savior that keeps His promises. Get ready for some hallelujahs. Y'all ready for this? I wrote down some things that Jesus promised you. Not only promised you on the day that He was crucified, but has promised these things to you each and every day of your life. We know He said that He would send His only Son into the world, and He did. Amen? Hallelujah? He said He would send His Son to the cross to die for our sins. And what? Hallelujah, He did. He said that He would conquer the grave on the third day, and He did. Hallelujah, right? He said that He would sit at the right hand of God, and He did. Hallelujah. He said He would save you from your sins, and He did. Hallelujah. He said He is preparing a place for you in heaven, and He is. Hallelujah, right? We serve a Savior that keeps His word. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior we serve. A Savior that gives you everything that you need in your life. And I can promise you this. If God promises you something, it's going to happen. My God keeps His word. And my God fulfills all the needs that I have in my heart and in my life because I serve the risen Savior. Hallelujah. He is alive and well in my heart and in my life. And he gives those things that he promises to me. Also, we serve the God who gives us what we need. Look with me over in Psalms 146, verses 5 through 9. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of oppression and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner, sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the way of the wicked. Isn't it something how blessed we are to have a God who sent his son to die upon an old rugged cross, who conquered death on the third day. Hallelujah, right? Hallelujah to that. Because of those things, praise be to God, God not only takes care of you on the day you were saved, God takes care of you when? Every day, every breath, every beat of your heart. This Savior that we serve here today is the one that gives us what we need. He gives us food when we're hungry. Hallelujah. He sets prisoners free. Hallelujah. He gives sight to the blind. Hallelujah. He lifts up those who are bowed down. Hallelujah. He loves the righteous. Hallelujah. He sustains the fatherless and the widow. Hallelujah. Praise be to God today. We don't see here in the Old Testament, a lot of folks says, well, Brother Paul, why are you reading over in the Old Testament when it's Easter Sunday? Well, praise be to God today. We were foretold that the Holy Savior was going to be brought into this world and he was going to give us what we need. He simply says, food to the hungry. Remember when he just fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves of bread and a little bit of fish? When they said it couldn't be done, God blessed his son, and surely it was. When you face things in your life today, do you ever have things in your life that weigh you down? Do you ever have things in your life that causes you to have a big need? We all agree this morning, and I think you can say amen to this one. All of us as Christians have needs in our life. Amen?
Amen.
We all have needs, no matter who you are. You might look at somebody and say, they're the perfect role model of what a Christian is. If you were going to draw what a Christian looks like, that would be the artist that would need to paint that picture. But even the most holy Christian that attends church every Sunday morning, that goes to every gathering of the church, that prays every day, that reads their Bible every day, that is there for other people when they have problems in their life, those type folks also have needs. So when you come here today, don't say, Brother Paul, I've got so many things in my life that are so big and they're so bad, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know where to take them to. I don't know what the answer is. Well, you know, many times people call, they talk to me, they give me text, ask to me about certain situations in their life, what should they do? And I told you a while ago, you have to be careful when you put your faith in a human being, don't you? I truly believe that when you have a need, there's one big place to take it, isn't it? You take that to God. Hallelujah. You're all going to sleep on me. Hallelujah. We serve that Savior that supplies our needs. Today, we have that in our hearts and in our lives. You can say something is impossible. But we know, and this preacher said it many, many times, hasn't he? We serve a God that makes the impossible possible. We serve a God that makes the impossible possible. We have to listen to God's will. And if you need him today, Praise be to God. Aren't you just so happy for Caitlin? So happy that she turned her heart and life over to Jesus Christ. I was so proud of them this morning, off the subject for just a minute. But here they show up for Easter sunrise service. And she had to get kids ready. I barely got here myself, amen? But they made that extra special effort. The God that gives you what you need. And next, we have. How do you know about this, preacher? How do you know that God keeps His promises? How do you know that God gives us what we need? Because we as Christians, we have that empty tomb that shows all the promises of God. Hallelujah to that today. Amen? Hallelujah to that. Because over in Luke 24:6 it says, He is not here. He has risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee. He is not here. He is risen. You know, there's a lot of people that are a whole lot smarter than I am about Bible and what certain Bible things are. I was sitting back here this morning thinking to myself, could I get up here and quote all the books of the Bible in the Old Testament and all the books of the Bible in the New Testament? That'd been a struggle to try to get. There's a lot of people that know a whole lot of things. And a lot of people say, well, this is what Christianity is based upon. And this is where Christianity started. And this is what you need to believe. There's certain people that spend all of their lives trying to figure out one passage of Scripture. What does that one passage of Scripture say? We have all these different denominations and all of these things. I don't know about you all, but I'm glad that we're independent. Amen? Because our bylaws come from God, doesn't it? And we know about God and we understand more about God. But when we think about God and all of those things, and people say, well, what's your religion based upon? How do you know about this God? How do you know what's took place? Well, I believe that we can look at six little words, can't we? Six words that can justify all of Christianity and say to Him those words, He is not here, He has risen. Hallelujah to that, right? Where would we be without that today? Those six little words. He is not here. He has risen. As Christians, those six words changed the people of that day, and those six words changed your life the day that you were saved. Hallelujah. And those six words changed your life each and every day. He is not here. Aren't you glad today that even an old grave with a big old boulder rolled up in front of it couldn't keep our Jesus down? Hallelujah. Praise be to God today. Also today, I want to say hallelujah that we serve that risen Savior today. It was so great this morning. We went outside, we sung our first song out on the porch. The sun was trying to come up and it was behind a cloud, and right during halfway through Brother Eric's message this morning, I was sitting beside Sheila and I looked out that window right back there beside Naomi, and for just probably 2 minutes, I guess it was that long, the sun popped up. For just a couple minutes, I could see that sun pop up. Isn't it great to know that every day when that sun pops up, we serve the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Every day when that sun pops up, we serve the risen Savior. And He is in the world today. And what is so great about that risen Savior is this. Praise be to God. I believe He's here in our service this morning. Hallelujah. But He goes home with you, doesn't He? Every day. He's with you every day, every step. When your kids go off to school, praise be to God, right beside them, you pack their backpacks. I guess you still take backpacks, right, to school. Take all of those things to school. When they leave, you don't even have to pack it. The risen Savior goes with them, don't they? Wherever they go, whatever they deal with, whatever stress that you have at work every day, praise be to God, I want to tell you, someday you can retire, but you still have a little stress. But when you go out to work every day and you're having those things, you know that the risen Savior is with you. Also, hallelujah today. Hallelujah on this Easter for my salvation. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to know today that you are saved and that Jesus Christ reigns with you in this, in your heart and in your life? Not only on this world, but I'm glad to know today, we never know when the roll is going to be called up yonder, do we? We don't know. We have no idea. They told Sheila that I guess I came with a 5-year warranty on my heart transplant. You know what's happening this year in December? 5 years. I don't know when I'm going to be called home, but I do know something. I don't have to worry about that, do I? Because hallelujah, right? Jesus Christ is in my heart, and he's in my life. And I am able to know that this world, praise be to God, is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah today for my faith in Jesus. Where will we be without having faith and trust in Jesus and knowing every day that Jesus is there for me? And last, hallelujah, I can hear heaven calling my name. Today is a special Sunday here at church. Of course, it's Easter, and we're going to be sharing in communion here in a few moments and a lot of other things that have went on. But, you know, all the things that we do here at church, all the activities that we do, all the things that goes on at the church, all the hard work that people do with inside of this church, all those things are driven by one thing. We want to do everything that we can to make sure every man and woman, boy and girl, has the opportunity to turn their heart and life over to Christ. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. So maybe you're here on Easter Sunday. We've already been blessed with one being saved. But you know what? I believe God can save more than one on a Sunday, can't he? So today, if you've not turned your heart and life over to Christ, or if you have a question, I prayed with people here lately, a lot here lately, that said, you know what, preacher, I was saved one day, but I drift away. I'm not as strong as I am. The devil loves that, doesn't he? The devil wants you to get into another routine. He wants you to start putting other things first. He wants you to put God on the back burner and say, God, I'll be a better Christian soon. Let me take care of all of these other things. The devil loves it when you do those things. Maybe today you're saying, Brother Paul, I just need to be back to where I was. I need to feel God back in my heart and in my life. Maybe today's that day you make that extra commitment to him. And whether you need to be saved or you need to be revived, hallelujah, the man's here. Not this man. I'll pray with you. I'll do everything I can to get you there. But hallelujah today, he is risen. And that's who we ask for God's guidance and direction for. This morning, whatever God's talked to you about, I believe it's true. You heard it the other night from the preachers that was here last Sunday. I believe God can save you right here, right? I believe God can save you right where you are. So this morning, if you need to pray and you need to talk to God, we'd love for you to tell us so we can rejoice. But if you pray and you talk to God right where you are, he's there with you. And he will hear and answer your prayers because we know he keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Joe and Laurie.